Are we done yet? Since we're on the tape. All right. Mike's going to give the prayer, and I'll do the pledge.
Our dear Heavenly Father, as we come before thee this day for this public meeting, we ask that thou would give guidance to our commissioners to run it in the proper way. Father, we ask that thou please bless our lands with the moisture that we're in such need of. We thank thee for the moisture thou hast blessed us with, and ask that thou would also bless our armed forces that are out serving and protecting our freedoms. Bless them that they may be able to be returned home to their families in safety with no harm or accident falling over them. We now ask these things in the name of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please rise. Follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Be seated and thank you. Our first order today will be approval of the minutes from June 2nd of 2026 and June 3rd, 2026 work session. Do I have a motion?
I would make a motion to approve those minutes.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number two, Mike Wilkins, our clerk auditor, with the approval of warrants.
Commissioners, I have warrants from June 4th in the amount of $789,084.34. There's a couple of purchases on here that was more or less one-time purchases. Facilities purchased a forklift for $33,438, and we paid our payment to the Dinosaur Roundup Rodeo promotions there. Also, the Western Park, landfill is paid for their Bobcat for $66,319. That'll be part of the vacuum machine they're getting. And that's it.
Okay. Make a motion. We accept the warrants as presented by Mr. Wilkins. I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Any tax matters today? Seeing none, we'll continue on with the 2026 tax sale ratification. Mr. Wilkins.
Yes, commissioners, on May 28th at 10 a.m., the county held our annual tax sale. We did sell five parcels. The first parcel that was sold was $699.12 to Caden and Tana Jones for $31,000. $25,866 will be sent on to state unclaimed properties. 6102090009 Stunts Valley Ranch purchased that one for $6,000. We'll send $4,128 to unclaimed properties. 13, 25, and 7 was sold to Tyler Justin Harris for $627.49. That was the amount of taxes, penalty, and interest on that one due. 14, 13, and 4 was sold to the Rary Family Trust for $800. We'll be sending $127.22 on that one to unclaimed properties. And the final one, 17, 62, and 36 to Adam J. Kendall for $4,700. And we'll be sending $4,078.74 to unclaimed properties. And with that, commissioners, I present that for your ratification. And once you do that, we will issue the tax sale, the tax deeds on those properties.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion?
I would make a motion that we ratify the 2026 tax sale as presented.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Jenny, the award invitation for bid zoo, UC2609, a commercial diesel generator, 400 kilowatt.
I'm Jenny Bird, purchasing in grants. All right, I have the next three. The first one is awarding the invitation for bids, UC26-09, commercial diesel generator for the Western Park. Uinta County issued an IFB for the Western Park generator on April 22nd. We received 6 bids, so I'll read the vendor and the amounts for those that we received. The first one is from America's Generators Triton for $102,950. Second one is from Native for $123,872.79. Third is from ECB, $128,205. Fourth is from Cummins for $131,209. Then Graybar for $131,484. And then we have an emergency management vendor for $148,384. When we receive these proposals or these bids, the purchasing office reviews them to ensure their compliance with all the specifications. After that, so they have pass-fail minimum mandatories, we then review the pricing. And so of the vendors who passed the specifications, the low bid and best overall value would be America's Generator Triton, and they ended up being the overall low bid anyway at $102,950. We've met with the project managers at the Western Park. They've reviewed the specifications as well. It fits their current infrastructure, and so I'm requesting the commission award the IFB to America's Generators Triton.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the bid as presented to American Generator for a price of $102,950.
I just had one question.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot, how much did we set aside that much money for this? In our budget?
Yeah, they have that much in their budget.
Okay.
They had they have a line item that includes more than just the generator, and so we didn't have a set amount just for the generator, but what they have in that budget covers this.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Call for vote.
Aye.
Aye. Passes. Okay, cancellation request for proposal UC 2610 ballroom carpet replacement with modular tile at the Uinta Conference Center.
Okay, Uinta County issued a request for proposals for carpet replacement. We did an RFP instead of an IFB because this has goods and services. We're requesting material, and we wanted to review the qualifications of the vendor who would be installing this. This was issued on April 8th, and we closed on May 8th. We received 2 proposals. The first from Green River Construction for $73,310. The second from Basin Appliance at $198,370. The proposals reflected a price variance of over $125,000. Upon review of the proposals and the submitted pricing, I've met with the scoring committee and with legal, and it was determined that insufficient information was available to establish fair and reasonable pricing to adequately evaluate the proposals in relation to the project scope and current market conditions. When we don't have that third bid, if there's such a large variance, we don't have a baseline to make a recommendation to the commission or to evaluate best value for the county. So because of those circumstances, the purchasing department, it has determined that cancellation of this solicitation and rejection of all bids would be in the best interest of the county. That would still allow us to pursue other methods for procurement, whether that means resolicitation, adjusting the scope, or using a state contract vendor. The ordinance doesn't require any formal action from the commission. It requires us to notify all vendors who bid that we're canceling this, and then we also post it on our county website. So this is more of a notification.
All right, thank you very much. And we'll go on to professional service agreement, Jones and DeMille Engineering for the cemetery storage building design.
Okay. So this one's been in the works for quite a while. In 2025, the county received grant funding from the Community Impact Fund Board, CIB, to construct a storage building at the Vernal Memorial Park Cemetery. The project requires professional engineering services, such as pre-construction design, soil testing, surveying, inspections, and construction phase support. So we issued an RFQ, a request for qualifications, because this is a professional service. After we reviewed the qualifications for the 2 proposals that we received, there was Jones and DeMille, and then we had Developed, who was partnering with Sunrise Engineering. Jones and DeMille received the highest overall score from the scoring committee. After that, we entered into contract negotiations, and we've been working with Jones and DeMille and our legal department on that contract draft. It's finalized now. Both parties have agreed to the terms. So at this time, I'm requesting the commission approve that contract for the scope of work mentioned earlier, in the amount of $84,500 to Jones and DeMille. There will also be an additional $11,000 allocated for geotechnical services, and that will be performed by a sub-consultant, not Jones and DeMille. As soon as this contract is executed, we can begin the RFP for the actual construction of the building.
Will that sub be billed through Jones and DeMille?
Yes.
Okay. So a total of 85.
It'll be facilitated through Jones and DeMille, but it will not be on the same PO as this contract. We're going to have a separate contract.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'd make a motion that we approve the professional service agreement for Jones and DeMille as presented with the Geotech addition for a total of whatever,
$95,500. There isn't $500 on the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Very good.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Melissa Jurgensen for the Uintah County, New York HCRA contract changes.
Yes, commissioners, this will be fast. So I just have a routine administrative update that we need to make with the New York State Department of Health Public Goods Pool, which is a requirement as our health insurance plan would allow our members and their dependents to get health care in New York if they were living or in New York. So it's just a requirement for our health insurance plan. I just need the authorization, I guess, today to go ahead and sign the form and update the contact to be the director of HR, which is what GBS has recommended it be. As of right now, it's William Stringer, so that's probably not super helpful anymore.
Good catch.
Over to you.
I would make a motion that we approve you making the changes to the contact for New York HCRA.
Yeah,
that's authorization to sign it.
And authorization to sign it.
Thank you.
I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. SML strategic contract is tabled. Do we have any public comment today? Seeing none, we'll be adjourned.